So in this session, we're going to be looking at the concept of original perfection. To remind you, what we're trying to do is to build up a new framework of interpretation and a new structure of understanding. And why do we want to do that? Because the way in which we interpret our life events, the way in which we give meaning to our own stories, is by placing our stories in the context of a larger story. And that larger story or meta-narrative then becomes the structure by which we interpret and give meaning to our own life events. Now, you probably, like myself, don't remember, but all of us at some stage in life were toddlers. And at that period in our development, we give great attention. If you watch any toddler, every act of standing up, every movement of grasping requires intense focus and attention to balance, to move, to go from a little walk into a little jog. Everything requires focus and attention. Later on in life, those processes become so natural that they drift into the background. Today, we hardly give attention to the fact that every time we stand up, walk, what it requires of us physically to balance, we just do it. It comes naturally. Now, in the same way, there was a time in your life where you started creating structures of interpretations, means by which to interpret your life events. And at that stage, it took some real focus, some real attention. You were full of questions. But later on in life, those structures of interpretation just kind of sinks into the background, and we don't really give attention or focus to what happens subconsciously for us to decide what something means. It just happens naturally. Except every now and then, there might be an experience that totally disrupts your structures of interpretation. And those are amazing opportunities to discover new ways of giving meaning to our lives. And so this is a process, a whole series that we're going to work through. We're going to look at some very familiar concepts, because this meta-narrative in which we place our own individual stories, it has a past, it has a present, it has a future. Those are the requirements for a sequence of events in which meaning becomes unfolds. And for many of us, part of that meta-narrative includes the idea of a original perfection, a beginning that was complete and subsequently lost. I'm sure you're familiar with the story. It goes, oversimplification of it would be this, that when God initially created everything, it was complete, it was good, it was perfect, because God is good and perfect. We naturally assume that if this perfect God creates, it is perfect as well. But obviously, we live in a world that's not that perfect, so something went wrong. But let's go back to the initial stages. So God initially created this perfect universe, a paradise in which mankind could live, an Eden in which they would be in harmony with nature and one another. There was no disease, there was no death. But this paradise, this Eden, was short-lived. Adam and Eve messed up. Consequently, they messed up all of human history. Of course, people still mess up, but at least the story gives us a place to pinpoint where did all the problems begin. And so this idea that there once was a perfect, deathless, diseaseless beginning to creation, and that the catastrophic event happened that is responsible for all our current suffering, disease, death, etc. That is a story that's very much part of the meta-narrative for many people who come from the Christian tradition. There are other portions of Christian tradition in which that is not so prevalent, and that is some of the ideas that we're going to be presenting to you today. But for many, that concept of original perfection is central to the meta-narrative. Now, we're going to look at the kind of... It's obviously very dependent on the way in which we've interpreted the first three chapters of Genesis. And we're going to look at why we came to that place of interpreting those chapters in that way. But we're also going to look at some very exciting alternative ways of interpreting those chapters. But let me quickly, just very briefly, give some of the implications of that kind of understanding of our beginning and the beginning of human history. You see, if there once was a perfect beginning in which nothing was amiss, an Eden, a paradise in which everything was the way it was meant to be, and subsequently that has been lost, what it communicates and the impact it has to the way in which I interpret my life now is, number one, there's this nostalgic longing, this sense of lack that we want to recover what was lost. We look at the present, our current world, and there's so much evidence that also convinces us that, yes, this world is not the way it was meant to be, that I am not what I was meant to be, that this this complete beginning, this perfect start was somehow robbed from us. Now, that sense of lack becomes a predominant way in which we interpret our current life events then. And when that happens, it is very easy to start missing the beauty, the value, and the significance of the present, because we interpret it with this understanding that the present can never be what it was meant to be. It's always less. It's always less than what we imagine was at the beginning. Now, this idea of a complete, perfect beginning, a creation that was once everything it was meant to be, also has many other theological implications. For instance, the very reason Jesus came then becomes focused and reduced to just a means by which God tries to recover that perfect beginning, a means by which he tries to redeem that original design. And so the implications in theology becomes very large. Everything's focused. Truth is found in the beginning. Meaning is found in origin. It places a massive emphasis on how we understand our origin. Now, there are beautiful things that we can and we will say about our origin in God, our beginning in the heart and intention of our Abba who brought us forth out of the abundance and fullness of who he is. We'll get to that. But today, first of all, we want to just introduce this idea of original perfection. and how that influences our interpretation of our story. The next step, and I see we've done 10 minutes already. So in the next 10 minutes, what we're going to do is unravel the way in which we've interpreted the first three chapters of Genesis to give us that kind of interpretation. Thank you.